Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The 80% and Dell Technologies present to you this special series of episode entitled Small Business Podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Boost up your business with stories full of passion. Begin your entrepreneur path with helpful tips and techniques with Dell Technologies, who's always there to support you throughout success. Hello and welcome to episode 43 of The 80%. Today, we're talking to lifestyle influencer and founder of Ripe's Backyard, Miss Ira Denise Oiko. We'll get to know her many passions and, of course, the lessons she learned in her entrepreneurial journey. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte at ako ay isang registered financial planner. Since 2007, nagbibigay na ako ng financial advice through my blog entitled Ready to be Rich. And I continue this advocacy through this podcast, kung saan pag-uusapan natin ang mga effective strategies kung paano ba yumaman. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show.
Hi everyone, I'm Ira Denise Oiko. I just turned 27 and I built my business around 11 years ago when I was still in high school. So, ayun, super tanda na ng business ko. And I started selling clothes, my own clothes, and then it grew into something bigger.
27 minus 11 equals 16. Yes, she was that young when Ira started her business, Ripe's Backyard. Ang bata pa niya, no? Pero meron na siyang entrepreneurial spirit. So I wondered, saan niya kaya nakuha yun? Na-curious ako and of course, tinanong ko sa kanya, meron bang mga entrepreneurs sa family niya?
Actually, wala kahit isa. Like there's no one in the family na may business or knows anything about business or like nag-study ng business nung college. Like zero, even my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, wala.
Yep, wala siyang kamag-anak na negosyante. So, her business instincts were all natural. Well, it was not just her actually. Because Ripe's Backyard was originally started by Ira and her sisters. And if you're wondering why the business was named so, then here's Ira to tell you more about her siblings.
It's the first letters of me and my siblings' names, R-H-I-P-E-S. Kasi we originally started this business, me and my sisters. But after a few months, tinamad na sila. So ako na lang natira. So yeah, that's Regina, Hanika, Ira, Pauline, and Enrico. So first letters.
So pang ilan ka dun sa magkakapatid?
Gitna. So ako yung I ng Ripe's. I'm the I ng Ripe's. Yes.
So yung letters ba according to age?
No, actually. Random
okay.
Siya.
Okay.
Randomized lang. Yes.
So how was it growing up with the 4 other siblings? Magulo ba sa bahay niyo?
Super. Super gulo. Actually, puro girls kami and yung youngest yung boy, but we're still equally rowdy and super gulo pag magkakasawa kami. As in, sigaw dito sa bahay. Yes. I love growing up with 4 siblings naman.
Ang naalala ko yung ano, 4 sisters in a wedding.
Yes, kasi, exactly. Pinanood din namin yun sa wedding, sa movie. With my little brother. Oo. Kaming kami yun.
So doon sa 4 na magkakapatid, kanino ka mas nakaka-relate?
Actually, napag-usapan na namin to, na-discuss na namin to. Pili ko ako si Angel Lacantin.
Ah, talaga?
Yung artsy na medyo, medyo sensitive. Ayun.
Oh, alright.
Actually, halo-halo kami. Yeah.
Ira loves fashion and she loves dressing up. And so I asked her, paano ba nagsimula ang lahat? I mean, not just the business, but also her passion for clothes.
I was in high school and then super hilig ko sa fashion, anything fashion related. So when I was in high school, obviously, wala pa akong work, so wala akong income. And my only money was yung baon ko every day. So inipon ko yung baon ko every single day and I always prioritized buying clothes rather than eating. So every weekend, like I'd go to the mall and then I'd buy clothes na wala lang. Susuti ko lang para masaya ako. And then naisip ko kasi one day, syempre naubos yung money ko, wala na ako money. So I said, why not sell my old clothes? So binenta ko yung mga old clothes ko na nasa closet and then yung nakuha kong money from that, I used it to buy parang, I think from what I remember, ukay clothes, thrifted clothes. And then that was my very first collection. Parang puro thrifted clothes lang siya and until yun, na-sold out and then sa collection ulit and then na-sold out. So, yun. Until nag-snowball na siya into something big na meron na akong like actual big amount to have my first ever collection na pinatahi ko na talaga.
Bata ka pa lang or high school ka pa lang, mahilig ka na rin talaga sa damit. Mm-mm. And I'm wondering, paano nagsimula yun? How did you started with liking or how did you discover and develop your passion for clothes?
Yes, I think it started with my best friend nung high school. We were so addicted with this particular movie, which is High School Musical. And I don't know, na-trigger lang ako na parang, ah, ganda ng suot niya. Before, wala pa akong honestly pakialam sa mga clothes. But after that, na-trigger lang ako with like the whole world of fashion. So after that, pumunta kami sa mall ng best friend ko and then nag-splurge lang kami, bumili kami ng clothes and then ayun, until we actually took photos tas print namin, tas gumagawa pa ako ng collage of all the outfits na sinuot sa movie and then ginagaya ko, parang ganun. Yun yung nag-trigger sa akin talaga my love for fashion.
So during that time, aside from yung sa High School Musical, were there also other celebrities that you looked up to when it comes to fashion? Sino yung parang mga biggest idols or
yes,
you could say influences pagdating sa personal style mo during that time?
Yes, actually super dami and high school pa ako noon, so don't judge me. Yung mga usok pa noon was like Disney shows, I think. So like mga Hannah Montana, mga ano pa ba, like High School Musical, basta everything na nasa Disney noon, pinapanood ko and then I would copy their outfits.
Ira is also a lifestyle influencer. She has more than 120,000 followers on Instagram. With that much following, it's easy to assume that the success of her business is because of her Instagram account. But Ira tells us a different story.
Actually, I think that's my that's something unique about me and my like Instagram career now. Usually nga, yung other people, they start as an internet person and then once they get followers or once they get like a market, saka sila nag-open ng business. But for my case, nauna yung business ko, which is like 11 years ago pa. And I was lucky enough kasi una ako sa mga nag-open ng online business before kasi honestly, hindi pa siya uso before. And mga friends three days pa yun, multiply days. And I think there was around like 5 to 10 online stores lang kami. And now, sobrang dami na. Like, super tagal. Bago ko na-attain yung actually yung kung asan yung Ripes Now. And yung mga loyal followers and customers ko, it so long before ko sila nakuha. I started posting lang my OOTDs with yung clothes na binibenta ko. And I also wore actually clothes from other online stores. And also again, hindi pa uso yung mga OOTDs before. Kaka-start pa lang Instagram nung mga year na yon. So I think, yeah, kaya medyo marami rin nag-follow sa akin when I was uploading my outfits kasi, ko, hindi pa siya uso nun eh, but I really loved it. So, talagang post ako ng post ng OOTDs everyday until like people are starting to follow me. And also yung followers ng business ko started following me as well. So, ayun, nakakatuwa lang. And now, it grew into, again, something big na rin. Yung personal Instagram ko.
Well, I think a lot of people started following you on Instagram because they like your your fashion style. How would you describe your fashion sense? Why do you think people liked it? And personally, how do you see your personal style? Ano, how do you describe it?
I love this question kasi it's really super special for me na I can say this na I'm very versatile yung style ko. For me, parang I can go girly one day and then the next day, kaya kong like mag-masculine outfit. And then the next day, parang I can mix and match them. Sometimes actually, mas gusto ng followers ko yung super simple lang ng outfit ko, which is I think my forte or my specialty. Kasi they also started like super dami mag-like ng photos ko when I started wearing simple clothes lang. As in, hindi siya bongga. Parang plain t-shirt lang and trousers. And I would just style them all together and then boom. Sobrang daming nagugustuhan yung outfit ko. It's just like a plain shirt and plain trousers, white sneakers. Up until now, actually. Yun pa rin yung favorite combo ko. So, yeah.
Well, I think also one of the reasons why people like following you is because maganda rin kasi yung mga photos mo. Did you take a photography class or self-taught lang?
No, definitely not. Actually, as in zero. I just invested in a nice and good camera and lens. And sometimes nagugulat pa yung iba because yung photos are taken by our house help and sometimes my driver. I think nasa the way you present your outfit lang. Kasi honestly, I just stand up and stand in front of the camera and then shoot and then done.
Do you use mga Lightroom presets or ikaw mismo yung nag-edit ng mga photos mo?
I have my own Lightroom presets and a lot of people are asking me to sell it but hindi ko pa siya binibenta. I have my own presets but right now, I don't edit them na. Kasi parang honestly, hindi na rin usap masyadong edited or filtered na photos. You just take the photo and then adjust the lighting and ayun na.
Sa Instagram account mo, where do you find the inspiration dun sa mga kung paano mo shoot, ano yung gagawin mo, itatask ko ba yung kamay dito, yung paa?
Yes.
How did you learn those posing techniques?
Actually, it took a lot of effort and time for me to not be awkward in front of the camera. Kasi super awkward ko, as in, even during my preteen days. As you can see now, sa post ko, I just stand up and then like take the photo. Yung way of me picking my outfits, I get inspired, honestly, with also social media. I just really search kung anong like, outfits yung uso or sometimes I just randomly see a person sa mall or sa street or like outside my car. Makikita ko sila parang, ay, cute yung suot. And then I would like get inspired na parang gagayahin ko yung outfit niya and then I'll just tweak it. Parang ganun.
Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about the Dell Vostro series laptops. Dell Vostro laptops are built exclusively for small businesses. Each Vostro laptop offers the right features, services, durability, and resources to serve the special needs of a startup entrepreneur. Dell Vostro laptops are portable, easy to use, suited for multitasking, and comes with a Dell Mobile Connect feature that allows you to connect your laptop with multiple devices and helps maintain your focus while working with your business. To learn more about Dell Vostro, you can go to our podcast episode show notes at bit.ly/the80% or visit ph.dellexperience.co. That's it. Now, back to our episode.
me and my sister started this business at such a young age, and I know, they got lazy, and then naiwan sa akin yung responsibility. And because I loved it so much, to the point na I would supply everything, it's parang naging one-man business siya. And ayun, I'm just so proud na napalaki ko siya ng ganito now, with just me. I remember, before college, sabi ko, ayoko na mag-aral kasi gusto ko na business, i-pursue tong business. Napakaliit pa nun, na online business. And I remember, ako lang mag-isa. Packaging, pupunta ng suppliers, everything. Magko-commute pa ako kasi wala pang car, hindi pa ako marunong mag-drive. So lahat ako, as in, I would ride the jeep, tricycle, whatever, para lang ma-deliver lahat. And wala pang courier before, so I met with my customers one by one. And talagang mini-meet ako sila. I guess I learned yung ways of running a business by experience lang. And with the time na sobrang tagal, every year may bago lang ako natututunan, and then I try to use that learning sa business ko until sa, ayun, lumaki na siya. Until na kailangan ko na mag-hire ng actual employee. Ganun. So, ayun. And I also invested in an office. So, may office na rin kami now. And studio, which I also bought with my own savings for my business.
Indeed, experience is the best teacher, especially when it comes to starting and running a business. Having an entrepreneurial family would be an advantage, and having an academic background in business would also help. Pero, hindi sila requirement to become an entrepreneur. In fact, hindi nga business course ang kinuha ni Ira.
Well, baka magulat kayo kasi wala siyang connection at all with what I do now. It's international studies. I studied in LaSalle. International studies major in American studies.
Eleven years nang tumatakbo ang Ripe's backyard, and I cannot imagine all the challenges that Ira must have been through after more than a decade of taking care of her business. Pero na-curious pa rin ako, and I wanted to know at least one story, one memorable experience that she had.
Running a business is very difficult, and there are always times that you want to quit. Can you share with us one story na parang ayoko na, parang gusto mo na mag-quit, pero fortunately, hindi ka tumigil.
Sobrang dami yata.
Share ka ng isa.
Okay. Kailan ba yun? I think it was around 2 years ago. Yun yung point na sobrang, actually, it's a good problem. Sobrang daming orders at that time, and it was just me. Like, I think mga umabot siya ng 80 or 90 orders for just one day. And I pack everything. Tapos, I write down manually yung address ko, address yung customer. And then, it was so hard to the point na ang daming problems after ma-ship lahat. Parang merong mix, na mix up yung order. And then, meron yung mali yung nakuha. And then parang some would order pero wala na sa inventory, ubus na. So parang sobrang yun yung point na nag-breakdown na ako kasi it was like 1 week na tuloy-tuloy na ganun, na daming problems. And syempre, customer satisfaction, hindi sila masaya. So parang some would like actually bash our store online and they would comment mean things na parang ano ba yan, magsalado na kayo, ganyan-ganyan. And syempre, hurtful siya. So, sabi ko, ayoko na. I want to stop. I want to stop selling clothes na parang, like, worth it pa ba to? Nag-iisip na ako ng ibang ways of, like, doing business. Like, mag-real estate na lang kaya ako. Or, like, I don't know, magbenta na lang ako ng ibang item besides clothing kasi sobrang stressful niya. Especially my problems with yung courier. Hassle talaga. As in, nag-breakdown ako, like, daming nakawalang parcel, ang daming nami-mix na parcel. So, ayun. Sobrang, yun yung time na talagang challenging for me. Kaya nag-hire na rin ako ng extra employee nung time na yun.
In our previous episode, Ms. Alex Javier of Kind Beauty told us that it's important to surround yourself with the right people, especially if you're running a business. The right people will enable you, they will encourage you, they will push you to the right direction, especially through hard and difficult times. For Ms. Ira, finding the strength to continue was possible because she had the right people around her.
I got the strength from my family and friends. The fact that they tell me na how blessed I am, na parang not everyone is in your situation. Not everyone na ka-age ko can buy anything they want with their own money. Ayun, parang naisip ko, oo nga, I have this and hawak ko yung sarili kong oras and I have my own office. So parang I don't have the right to actually complain about this. So I just, you know, picked up the pieces and then sabi ko, I'm just gonna move on.
Currently, ano ba yung mga challenges that your business is facing?
Well, right now, it's the pandemic. Kasi sobrang affected ng online selling now. Actually, malakas ang online selling kasi nasa bahay lang ang mga tao. But with clothing, I don't think malakas siya now kasi people are not going out. Before, malakas yung brand ko because a lot of people are traveling and they're looking for clothing for their trips and for their OOTDs abroad. And now, parang everyone's stuck at home. So, I mean, okay pa rin, but not as big as before.
When it comes to running and growing a business, our ability to adapt and use technology is an advantage. And very apparent ito kay Ms. Ira, who has really used technology to run and grow Ripe's Backyard. Here she is to tell us more.
80%, I think, of my business relies on technology. With my website running, the way I take my photos, the way I publish them online to my market. So yun, nakarely talaga sa technology. And now, na nasa pandemic tayo, almost like, ano, 90% lahat online na. Talagang mas na-feel ko yung importance ng technology.
I would agree kasi meron akong friend na bazarista and siya, aloof siya sa technology kasi parang mas gusto pa rin daw niya yung traditional na nagbebenta. Pero iba pa rin eh pag you are open to new marketing channels like selling online.
Yes.
Then so yes. Using social media to market your products. But yung friend ko, she realized na dapat pala nag-invest na ako dati pa sa mga online-online na yan. Yun yung sabi niya sa akin. So, I would agree na very important talaga ang technology. And of course, with technology comes our gadgets. Can you share with us ano ba yung mga gadgets na gamit mo?
Yes. Well, first of all, I forgot to mention na bazarista din ako for the past around 8 years. Talagang nag-rely ako sa bazaars. Like physical bazaars. So, medyo nakakagulat din for me yung totally wala ng bazaars ngayon. I would do bazaars every month, actually. So, ayun. My gadgets now, of course, I have an office na. So, I have around 2 laptops. I have my phone. I have a tablet. Ano pa ba? I have my camera. I have 2 cameras. So, ayun. Sobrang dami. And it's all just mine.
Gaano sila ka-helpful pagdating sa paggawa ng trabaho mo?
Well, again, it occupies 90% of my business and my life, actually. The moment I step in sa office, or before I even step inside the office, I'm already on my phone and talking to my customers, updating the website, and then when I go to the office, ayun na, laptop, inventory check, I print the order forms, and then laptop ulit, and then phone. Kaya talagang, like, I cannot live without my gadget.
Yeah, and your business cannot run without it, di ba? So, all these gadgets are very important.
My business will not run at all. Yes.
If you're a follower of Miss Ira, then you definitely know that she's already engaged to Paolo, her boyfriend. They're scheduled to get married soon later this year, and congratulations and best wishes in advance. In learning about the story of Ripe's backyard, I realized that kailangan kong magtanong about Paolo because he's really been a big part of the business in recent years. In fact, more than being a couple, Ira and Paolo also consider themselves as business partners.
Actually, even before we got engaged, sobrang laking help na niya sa business. Because again, before I was alone, as in ako lahat, it was a one-man team, and then I had to hire someone. It was actually his idea kasi he can see me suffering. Siguro 4 or 3 years na siya parang co-running my business. I focused on the marketing and yung actual design concepts or like kung ano yung ibebenta. And siya yung, kasi HR siya eh. Yung course niya was HR. So, he would handle the things na I couldn't handle. So, parang perfect match lang. Okay, sige. Ako sa art side, siya sa people side. Kasi, dun yun yung weakness ko eh. Customer service, talking to people in general. Parang ganun.
Siguro sa mga boyfriend, girlfriend na nakikinig sa atin, who are also thinking of putting up their own business, ano ba yung masasabi mong pros and cons of putting up a business with your partner? And siguro mga quick tips that you can tell them.
Quick tips. Quick tip, don't do it. Joke lang. I was just siguro blessed enough to have a partner na parang who can carry my weakness, and yung strength niya was my weakness, and yung weakness niya was my strength. So, parang when we combined and worked sa business na clothing retail, it all just worked for the better. And of course, some couples would think na parang it's not a good thing for you to combine business and your love life, especially when it comes to when it comes to money matters. It's a very sensitive topic, and if hindi nyo siya ma-settle, paano yung sistema nyo with the money, it's going to be super hard. Super, super hard. So, before you even start thinking of running a business together, set your boundaries, you have to parang finalize everything. Like, will you make a joint account? Will you have separate accounts or just parang get percentage? Parang ganun. And of course, beyond that, yung money matters is you have to just, I don't know, you just have to trust your partner na parang huwag ka magkamali. Parang ganun. And if your partner makes a mistake, parang you just have to learn from it. That's one of my advice sa mga gusto mag-business. Like, don't be afraid to ask for help. Kasi yun yung problem ko. As in, yun yung main problem ko when I was starting out. I did not want to take out money from my income. Sabi ko, ayoko mag-rent ng place. Ayoko mag-hire ng tao. Basta ayoko nang like may cashier ako. Parang, kita ko to eh. Bakit ko ilalabas sa something na parang hindi naman ako magbe-benefit. But then, actually, it was my fiance's advice na parang wala ka namang nakitang company na sobrang laki na mag-isa lang yung taong yun sa company. If kaya mo mag-isa, why not? Pero it can affect your brand, it can affect your market, yung the way they see your brand. So, ayun, very important din yun na once you see the need for help, for extra hands, you really need to like invest. And ayun, it was a good investment kasi we were able to like breathe, and actually I can manage it from like medyo mas malayo na ako sa lahat ng gulo, and I asked my employee to do that for me, so mas na-manage ko na siya properly, and I could focus on the product as well, the actual product and yung marketing. So, ayun.
Let's pretend that we are in an mm-mm. event and then someone approached you. Ako yon, and I said, Miss Ira, sobrang idol ko po kayo and I admire your passion for what you do. Ako rin po, mahilig din ako sa damit, pero mahilig din ako sa photography, mahilig ako mag-travel, mahilig din ako magluto, mag-bake. So, ang dami ko po kasing gusto. Kayo po, what can you advise? Paano ko po ba malalaman kung ano yung true passion ko in life? Kasi ang dami kong gustong gawin eh.
Okay, advice ko, actually same. Sasabihin ko, same tayo. Kasi hindi ko rin, until now, hindi ko rin alam kung ano gusto ko gawin really in life. But, well, first of all, you have to always just pray for guidance. I mean, kasi I'm a Christian, so I always just pray and pray and pray about, Lord, lead me into the path na is for me. And, I don't know, I think you would just, like one day you think na parang it's the only thing na you cannot live without doing. Parang sa akin kasi, I mean, di ko kaya na hindi maganda yung suot ko. Parang ganun. So I know it's my passion. Parang through time, I guess. And also, don't be afraid to try different things habang bata ka pa. I mean, it's always easy to learn something else, but you just pinpoint your passion and then if it doesn't work, then go ahead, try another one. So, ayun, I guess just pray about it and just trial and error. And if you're happy with what you're doing, then continue it.
Ira is among the best people I've met who really ran away and pursued their passion. And she didn't just pursue her passion. She also grew it into a successful business. Miss Ira is proof that you're never too young to become an entrepreneur, and you don't even need to come from a family of entrepreneurs to become one. Sure, it was not easy, and she experienced a lot of challenges along the way. Well, hindi naman talaga kasi madali magnegosyo. But as we've learned from her, when things become difficult, then it's okay to ask for help. For her, that help and, more importantly, the strength to continue came from her faith, her friends, her fiancé, and her family. To end our conversation, I asked her, how does she see herself 5 years from now? And this was her reply.
I would still probably be selling online kasi walang rent. And although I have an office na pwedeng gawing showroom or something, I'll probably like have a family by then. So my priority would definitely shift, I think. But of course, I will not let go of my original baby, my business.
And that wraps up the second episode of the Small Business Pursue Your Passion podcast series, which is, of course, in collaboration with Dell Technologies. I hope nag-enjoy kayo and do check out the previous episode that we had with Ms. Alex Javier of Kind Beauty. And watch out next week for the third and last episode for this series. So please follow or subscribe to the 80% podcast so you won't miss it when it comes out. Of course, check out and follow at Ripe's Backyard on Instagram. You can see their collection and order through their website, ripesbackyard.com. And if you want to contact Miss Ira, just follow and send a DM on her personal Instagram account at Ira Denise Oiko. If you want to watch my full interview with Miss Ira, then go to our show notes at bit.ly/the80% because I'll put there the links to the video. That's it. My name is Fitz Villafuerte. See you again on our next episode. Goodbye for now. Take care and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.